guest today is Michael Collier. Michael, how you doing?
Hey, David. How's it going?
I'm doing great. I just saw your presentation here today. Your whole workshop today on Windows Azure. You're doing a ton of Windows Azure these days, right?
Yeah, it's my big focus. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
We had an interesting conversation because Azure's been out about 6 years now. Is that right?
Yeah.
My math right? And from day one, I've been hearing a lot about terms like infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and software as a service. And I was surprised to hear you say you don't like those terms.
Yeah, I think they're a little bit of a marketing spin. I think they worked initially when Azure first came out to help people think about cloud in the right way, to kind of get your mind wrapped around what is platform as a service, what is infrastructure as a service, and what is software as a service.
Would it be fair to be asking what those, to just define those terms?
Sure. When you get into platform as a service, platform is I'm really focusing on the application and not as much on the infrastructure itself. Right? I'm like, hey, I'm a developer. I want to write my Node.js app or my PHP or my ASP.NET application, and I want somebody else to manage and provision that infrastructure for me. When I get into infrastructure as a service, it's more about I need a place to host a solution, right? I want to build something with that. So I'm gonna write my solution and I'm gonna manage all that infrastructure for me. I want a third party to manage basically the ping power and pipe, if you will.
Ping power and pipe?
Just make sure I got internet connectivity, I got bandwidth, and I got power into that data center. I just want that VM up and running. I want that VM up and running, and I'm free to do whatever I want with that virtual machine.
Okay.
If I get into software as a service, I'm probably paying per user per month, and I have very limited amounts of control. I can maybe change a few things, but I can't go in and add a whole lot of customization to it. Kind of range a spectrum on flexibility.
So the spectrum part of it, I always like. I said, infrastructure as a service, it's more work, but more control.
Exactly.
Software as a service, all I do is just open a browser, go to a URL, bang, I'm productive.
Exactly.
Everything's done for me, no work, but very little control, and platform and services somewhere in the middle. That concept always appealed to me. What's the problem?
I think originally it worked very well to get people in the right state of mind, but I think as you see what Amazon is doing, what Microsoft is doing, the cloud's kind of, I think, evolving beyond that in some ways,
okay.
And they're kind of, the whole infrastructure platform as a service, what they can do is, I think, very much merging together. You see that with what Amazon's doing with some of their stuff with Beanstalk. You see that with what Microsoft's doing between their platform as service and their web and worker roles, and what they're doing with their infrastructure as service offerings as well. They're really adding a lot of PaaS-y type of features
as they are platform as service
into what they have with infrastructure as service, and kind of marrying the best of the both worlds. And I think that's really where the platform's going to head, and where we'll eventually stop talking about this is an IaaS deal, this is a platform as a service solution. Is just, this is an Azure. Azure's a platform, and we as developers and architects can pick the right implementation technologies without being siloed into particular market textures, if you will.
Okay, yeah. So it's a siloing, but you really have an issue with this idea that if I label something as an infrastructure as a service project, then I'm saying I don't need the platform, or at least some people in our mind are going to start thinking about it.
Exactly. Yeah. When I'm looking at projects, I have this great solution. Maybe a web role is a perfect thing for to host my application. I need a highly scalable, flexible web infrastructure, a web front end, and Azure's web roles give me a lot of that. So that fits into that platform as a service traditional bucket. But then maybe I need a relational database, and SQL database, as great as it is, maybe it doesn't have some of the features that I need. Like maybe SQL database doesn't have tabular data encryption.
Okay.
So my solution needs that. In that case, I need to run SQL Server on an Azure VM. So I'm going to mix platform as a service infrastructure as a service together. I'm going to need a web role, and I need Windows Server running SQL Server.
Okay.
I need both of those to create my solution.
Okay. That's the message that I've been driving home to a lot of people, which is that Windows Azure is a set of tools, a set of services, and you don't have to buy into the whole thing. In fact, it's almost impossible to buy into it. It's just too big.
Exactly.
You certainly don't want to buy into it all at once. And you can pick and play. You can say, I mean, this virtual machine, I need this service right here. And this other stuff I'm going to keep behind my firewall. Or I'm going to communicate with another service provider, another cloud provider.
Exactly. Yeah, you have a lot of options between, if you look at just the compute side, right? The compute side is interesting now. Before, like when I first started with Azure, it was just web and worker roles. That's what it has. And now we've got websites, we've got web worker roles, and we've got the whole infrastructure VMs that we can work with. So I have a myriad of options just on the compute side that allow me as an architect to figure out what fits my customer's problems the best. How can I use this technology to solve a problem?
So most of your solutions are hybrid solutions. Is that fair to say?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that because it's that gives me the most choice in what I can work with, and it gives some familiarity to people as well.
You probably get this question here. Somebody says, what is the cloud or what is Azure? Do you have an elevator pitch for that?
I think the cloud is really about consuming those services you need on demand on the internet and paying only for what you use. It's an easy in, easy out, okay, elastically scalable. That sounds like a Microsoft marketing pitch in some ways, but in some ways it's really true. It's a very easy for me to get in and out and not have a lot of commitment,
okay,
a financial commitment up front.
Like buying hardware, for example.
Yeah, I don't want to buy big servers and not use them. I want to try out some idea. I spin it up, I spike on some idea, throw it on Azure websites, and it's free, PSR, or it costs me a couple of cents. You know, this idea is stupid.
Any new features of Azure that you're really quickly excited about?
Yeah, Build just wrapped up a few weeks ago, and I think they've announced a lot of really great features on the infrastructure side for developers, tying into some really great things with Visual Studio now has a lot of new features to tap into, managing virtual machines. They have some really nice PowerShell features allowing me to essentially snapshot an entire VM with all this data disk and bring that around.
Yep.
I'm really interested to learn more about what Azure's new resource groups can do. You're starting to see resource groups appear in the new Azure Preview portal.
What's a resource group?
A resource group is, it looks, and I haven't had a chance to dive into it a whole lot yet, but it looks like a really nice way to model your application. It's kind of a new modeling framework within Azure. It's like, these are the different resources in Azure, service bus, database, storage, web, worker role, and that makes out a solution for me, and I can save that model, if you will, and then reconstitute that in a different way.
So it's a way of managing all those things together.
Yeah, because we traditionally with Azure, if I had a solution where I have to manage a VM that has SQL on it maybe, and a web role and a storage account, there's no model that grouped them all together, right? Mm. And the resource groups give me a JSON-based model that I can look at and go, this is my solution, and I can templatize that and stand up new ones. And I really think that Microsoft, what you can see them doing in the new preview portal, is starting to surface some of that. I think you'll see them building on that in the future this is the direction going forward of how we can build out these solutions that don't tie into that whole this is a PaaS thing or this is an IaaS thing. It's just I have these technologies that I can use.
Okay. All right. And that's available to be managed inside of Visual Studio?
Not yet.
It seems like an ideal place for it, though.
I think it'll move there.
Because we're already grouping things into projects and solutions in Visual Studio.
Yeah, the nice thing is I could take that resource group, right, but I could pull that down as a JSON file. I could put that in my source control, and you could see where they're starting to go with it. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see what comes out of that in the future.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about?
I think I'm good. There's a lot of cool stuff in Azure. It's moving very, very fast between what they're doing with VMs, Active Directory, what they're doing with Azure AD is really interesting. I think that's a really interesting product and where they're moving in that direction. And it's going to be fun to see the platform continue to grow. They're moving at a lightning speed.
You got a couple of, quite a few public speaking gigs coming up, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be, next couple of weeks, I'll be at Pittsburgh Tech Fest.
I'll be there.
Maybe I'll see you there. I'll also be at DevLink coming up later this year.
I'll be there too. Are you stalking me?
I think I am. I'm just following in your footsteps.
CodeStack?
I don't think I'll be at that one.
That conference?
I hope so. I'm waiting on the emails.
Fingers crossed. Yes. Michael, thanks a lot.
Awesome, David. Thank you. Hi, my name is Michael Collier, and one of my big passions in life is helping my friends understand the best way to use technology.